The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear that we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 27th day of March 2013. And talking to a few people, one individual in particular, he's going to be on the program Friday. And you may or may not have heard of this man. He's a chief of police, and let me make sure that I get the city right, Gilberton, Pennsylvania, I do believe it is. At any rate, Chief Kessler is one of the good cops, a chief of police that understands the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, gun ownership, and what have you. What a absolute breath of fresh air to find somebody in that thin blue line that's not out there following orders and just following policy. I'd spoken to him, well, just before the show today. I'm going to schedule him out for at least an hour on Friday. But here's a man that understands his duty and obligation. Forget being a chief of police, just being an individual and a human being living in the United States. And I'd ask him the question, I said, are you getting any heat? Oh, he said, oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I'm getting the heat. And this is a prime example. I mean, here's a guy, I hesitate to call him law enforcement because he's a man with a heart and a man with a conscience, and he takes his duties seriously, but he's not falling for all the claptrap. I mean, he is well-spoken, very friendly, and he upholds the law, but more importantly, gosh, I never thought I'd hear myself saying this. Here's a guy that's protecting the individual's rights. Which flies in the face of what's going on in the majority of the police. They're being instructed, and he told me this himself. He said, these guys coming out of the academy, coming out of the police schools, he said they're being taught some very unsavory things. You know, you can't trust anybody. We got a bunch of paranoid people wearing badges. And, of course, we have the FBI and Southern Poverty Law that's been dumping the stuff on the cops for a number of years. You know, oh, these people. Yeah. Wait till you hear this guy Friday. If you've not heard him, this may change your view. And this is why I've repeated to people over and over and over again. Don't get up in these people's faces and scream at them and turn all red and pull out a bullhorn and talk to them. If your message is not received, that's not your fault. But if you think shoving a bullhorn in some cop's face and screaming at the top of your lungs at him is going to win any buds, pals, and friends and, you know, whatever, you're wrong. There's bad cops out there, but there's good cops out there. Believe it or not. All right. We'll take the break. Back on the other side, a lot of news and information coming your way. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
By the way, let me just give you a little tease here. This is Police Chief Mark Kessler at a rally at the Pennsylvania Capitol. That would be Harrisburg. Just last month. And when I was talking with him today, he's going to be down at Harrisburg in May, and guess who else is going to be there? Sheriff Richard Mack. So he knows Richie Mack as well. This gets better all the time. This was just a short clip here after a gun rally on the Capitol steps down in Pennsylvania on February 8th of this year.
I'm Chief Kessler from the Gilliland Borough Police Department. I believe the Second Amendment is very important, not only for self-defense, defense of your communities, your neighbors, your family, but also defense of your country. The Second Amendment isn't about, it's not about what kind of weapons you can or can't own. It's about what you want to own. It's about your freedom to choose. If you want to own a firearm, then so be it. If you don't want to own one, then so be it. If you want to own a knife, a dagger, a sword, whatever you want, that's considered an arm. And it's my personal belief that if you want to own it, you should be able to own it, period.
How refreshing is that, huh? He also said, you know, we were just gibbering back and forth for a few minutes, and he was getting a feel of me, and I was getting a feel of him. And, you know, we talked about a few issues, you know, the cops that are out of control, exerting all kinds of authority all over everybody. And, you know, time was... you had respect for the cops. And I told him, I said, you know, when I was growing up, looking back in retrospect, I was a little hellion. It always centered around traffic. I was pulling hole shots or riding on a motorcycle and speeding. And, you know, I said, I was never abused by the cops, ever. Ever. I said, but now what I see is just absolutely, it's almost as if I want amnesia because I don't want to remember what it was like years ago versus what it is today. And he said, you know, he says, pulling somebody over because they have two air fresheners in their car, you know, it doesn't make them a drug dealer. And what we're talking about here is probable cause, that you actually have to witness somebody doing something illegal or unlawful in order to have probable cause. And he says, yeah. He says, I know that. He said, a lot of cops don't. So I'm looking forward. I really am looking forward to having an interview with this guy because, you know, too many people are taking the attitude that these guys aren't reachable. Now, having said that, I know a lot of them will not be. They're not going to listen to a damn thing you've had to say because they've been taught not to trust the public. They are potentially, every one of them, are your enemy. And we'll just stick together with the boys in blue and press on with policy and everything else. Well, here's a guy that's not going along with it. The DA in the county wants his butt in a sling. The county sheriff, he told me that this guy's a gun grabber. And I got to thinking about that. You know, being chief of police is okay, but I'd much rather have this guy as a county sheriff. Because I don't know if the chief of police can call forth the posse or the militia. So at any rate, we're going to have this guy on Friday, so stick around for that one. I'm going to run through some news here quickly. The madman from New York, Mayor Bloomberg, and this was actually in the newspaper, New York Post. Like it or not, the eye in the sky will soon be following your every move, according to Mayor Bloomberg. Now keep in mind, this is the policeman now of 32-ounce drinks, magazines, weapons, so on and so forth. And I heard somebody quip the other day about magazines. And I was set straight on that one, that 45s have 7-round mags. Well, I always carry one chambered. And if I can, I always have that extended mag for more rounds. Because you never know when you're going to need them. Much rather have them and not need them than need them not have them, as the old saying goes. But you know, the quip was, the 7-round or 8-round magazine, they want less than 10 rounds in a mag. And it's like, okay, Mayor Bloomberg with his 32-inch, what do you call those things from Stop and Rob? Jerry's Kids Joint, 7-Eleven, there we go. What do they call those? Not the Slurpees, the Big Gulps? Big Gulps, there you go. Yeah, I guess those are illegal in New York City. So, let me see. Is Mayor Bloomberg, is he going to allow me to purchase a 32-ounce cup and only fill it up halfway? Yes. At any rate. You can't keep the tides from coming in, the mayor remarked when asked about drones on his weekly radio show. I didn't know this guy does radio. I need to find out where this is and if he takes calls. I'd love to talk to the mayor, because I know damn right well he wouldn't come on this show. We're going to have more visibility and less privacy. I just don't see how you could stop that. The NYPD already has cameras mounted at strategic locations around the city, and there's no reason by the mayor's reckoning that they have to be attached to light poles. It's scary. What's the difference if drones are up in the air or on a building, he said. I mean, intellectually, I have trouble making a distinction. But he does. And you know, you're going to have a face recognition software. People are working on that. The mayor put the time frame on an all-seeing society at about 5 years, when he estimated there'll be cameras every place. Mayor, you don't mind if I put one in your bedroom, do you? I mean, I'll never put it out publicly, but I just want to make sure you're doing everything properly. You're getting a proper night's sleep. You know, you're not beating the wife during sex or, you know, just for your protection. You know, I promise I won't share the video with anybody. You know, how did he put this? I have trouble making a distinction. So, I mean, we all want to be safe. We want to make sure our mayor of New York City, one of the biggest cities in the country, if not the biggest, we just want to make sure that he's safe and he's doing everything proper. I mean, that's reasonable, isn't it? I don't see why I would object to that. Or maybe one in his bathroom so I can count the amount of strokes he uses with a toothbrush to make sure he's brushing properly. Because I'm sure he wouldn't want to tax the people of New York City for his dental bills. I mean, come on. I'm just trying to be reasonable here. The argument against using automation, it's this craziness. Oh, it's Big Brother. He says get used to it. When there's a murder, a shooting, a robbery, or something, the first thing the police do is go to every single building in the neighborhood and say, let's see your security camera. He mistakenly put the speed limit here at 35 miles per hour, and it's actually 30. I don't know what that means in the body of the story, but that's what it said. And, you know, where is all this coming from? That all of a sudden, that whether they be state governments, whether they be mayors of cities, that they're just out there making up their own rules and throwing it out there to the public, going, yep, there it is, not a damn thing you can do about it. It's within your purview. Can you show me in the Constitution where it's in your purview to limit the amount of soft drinks that I drink? Out of what size of container? How many rounds that I have for a magazine, or how many magazines that I have? I mean, really? I mean, this is getting to the point where all bets are off. You're going to see all kinds of whacked out craziness coming from people that heretofore it was their job running a city, making sure the budgets were right, you know, whatever mayors do. Not out there decreeing what you can and can't drink, what you can have, what you can't have. It's none of their damn business. Does New York City, I mean, is it elevated feet off the ground that it doesn't touch the rest of the United States and somehow is above the Constitution? Yeah, I'm just absolutely amazed at what I'm seeing. Absolutely incredible. Expect these 8 steps from the government's playbook. To anybody paying attention out there, reality is now painfully obvious. This comes from Zero Hedge. These bankrupt, insolvent governments have just about run out of fingers to plug the dikes. And history shows that once this happens, governments fall back on a very limited playbook. First up, what you can expect, direct confiscation. As Cyprus just showed us, bankrupt governments are quite happy to plunder people's bank accounts, especially if it's a healthy and wealthy minority. Aside from the bank levies, though, this also includes things like seizing retirement accounts, as has happened in Argentina, increases the civil asset forfeiture, as has happened in the United States, and gold criminalization. Remember what they did in 1933? United States government declared bankruptcy. What did FDR do? He went about confiscating the gold out of your security box. That was your private property. Oh, but wait a minute. That's right. Most of the gold in people's possession back then was minted by the government. So, of course, if the government gets in trouble, they've got every right to go steal. I guess they figure it belonged to them and not you. Taxes. Here's another one. Just another form of confiscation. Taxation plunders the hard work and talent of the citizenry, but thanks to decades of brainwashing, it's more socially acceptable. We've come to regard taxes as a necessary evil, not realizing that the country existed for decades, even centuries, without an income tax. Remember those days? Bet you don't. I guess that means we're coming up on break. We're at the break. We must break. All right, we'll break away, come back in 3, finish this up and on to other juicy little tidbits that are floating around out there today. We'll open up the phone lines as well at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief.
Well, yet when bankrupt governments get desperate enough, they begin imposing new taxes, primarily wealth taxes, as in Argentina, or windfall profit taxes. Remember that happened in the United States back in the 70s? Then there's the inflation, or actually the devaluation of your currency. This is an indirect confiscation, the slow, gradual plundering of people's savings. Again, governments have been quite successful in calculating a belief that inflation is also a necessary evil. They're so adept at fooling people with phony inflation statistics. Capital controls. Now, governments can, do, and will restrict the free flow of capital across borders. They'll prevent you from moving your own money to a safer jurisdiction, forcing you to keep your hard-earned money and savings at home, where it can be plundered and devalued. We're seeing this everywhere in the developed world, from withdrawal limits in Europe to cash-sniffing dogs at border checkpoints, and it certainly doesn't help when everyone from the IMF to Nobel laureate Paul Krugman argue in favor of capital controls. Wage and price controls. Remember this? Remember Dick Nixon? Milk control. Remember what the milk farmers did? Everywhere on the nightly news, all across the United States, farmers were just dumping their milk out. Even when the lowest common denominator in society realizes that prices are getting higher, governments step in and fix things by imposing price controls. Now, occasionally this also includes wage controls, though wage increases tend to be vastly outpaced by price increases. Well, really? I might take exception to that one. Wage and price controls on steroids. When the first round of price controls don't work, the next step is to impose severe penalties for not abiding by the terms. In the days of the 4th century AD, any Roman caught violating price controls was put to death. Yeah, we do have the Roman fasci, do we not, in the Congress up there on Capitol Hill. I'm sure that's just out of respect for long-dead government. In post-revolutionary France, shopkeepers who violated the law of maxim were fleeced of their private property, and a national spy system was put in place to enforce the measures. Increased regulation. Despite being completely broke, governments will dramatically expand their ranks in the last desperate gasp to envelop the problem in sheer size. Take a look at what people like Homeland Security are doing. They're expanding. They're going to add 500,000 people to the IRS rolls. Oh, they're also going to be out there for enforcement on Obamacare as well. I wonder if that's where all the ammunition's going to go to. Billion and a half rounds? Eh. In the early 20s, for example, the number of bureaucratic officials in the Weimar Republic increased 242%, even though the country was flat broke from its Great War reparation payments and hyperinflation episodes. The increase in both regulations and government officials criminalizes and or controls almost every aspect of our existence, from what we can and cannot put in our bodies to how we're allowed to raise our children. War and national emergency, when all else fails, just invade another country, pick a fight, keep people distracted by working them into a frenzy over men in caves or some completely irrelevant island. You know, what are they doing right now with North Korea, whipping us into a frenzy? Why? North Korea doesn't have the ability to attack the continental United States. What are they going to do? Load up all their soldiers and boats and float them over here in a communist flotilla? The North Koreans pose no threat to the United States. You know, because we still have those little candles sitting in the ground. I think they call them nuclear weapons. Do you actually think that a country is going to provoke the United States when the Mac Daddy of all be-all weapons, they have a lot of them, and can turn your country into a burned-out cinder in a millisecond? Seriously. I mean, it's some of the... But yet, we have to have 900 military bases in 130 countries around the world. Why? We're not there protecting the dollar anymore or the interest of what that dollar touches because nobody wants to deal with the dollar anymore. So why are we there? And if we really are an empire, well, by God, we've been doing a lousy job at it. You know, if we're kind of like the Roman Empire, why aren't we pillaging and taking countries? Oh, well, we are. Wait a minute. Let's drop that one. It's not a good example. And here's one. You know, it just had to be true. Homeland Security sees the role of the military as a subset of its own mission. A right-wing position paper from a think tank noted how the Army has taken critical steps to broaden its mission to include Homeland Security tasks. But the thinking was that the Army needs to redirect its focus and broaden its mission to augmenting its capacity to operate in the homeland and to broaden the reach of the DHS. More on this. Take your calls as well. Chris, hang on. I'll get your call right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef,
eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
In a sort of hedging strategy, a way to bypass posse comitatus, the Army, under the authority of the Deputy Chief of Staff for Operations and Plans, sponsored a RAND Corporation study to explore the idea. The study noted that the nation places primary and immediate homeland security operations with civilian organizations and the National Guard, and a proposed and hybrid model to blend military support with civilian authority structure. Now, according to this report, the military has taken steps to hedge against an inadequately prepared civilian defense model. This response is a hybrid approach which focuses on dealing with competing requirements of foreign wars and domestic security issues. In this approach, the military undertakes to improve National Guard inadequacies. Wait a minute. The ones we don't have, that have been over in the Middle East for God knows how long? Okay, I'm a little confused about that one. By providing funding and asset sharing through DOD Title 32 funding. Now, this is one of the reasons our police forces have been militarized. After all, you don't give big boy toys without expecting them to play with them, right? And so we have small-town cops riding around in armored personnel carriers, big-city cops trying to fake out drug dealers by putting tanks with police logos on them in high-crime areas. Yeah, as if that's going to stop them. Some of you may have been having a problem wrapping your minds around the idea that Homeland Security is absorbing the military in the U.S., but look at it this way. The DHS has spread military funding around to local and state police agencies, Look at the way the DHS is carving out an empire of federal law enforcement and reaching out to other agencies via funding, grants, and equipment giveaways. Want a helicopter? Hey, no problem. Want some machine guns with that? Hey, no problem. But as the old saying goes, beware of the Trojan horse. The military equipment comes with a price, namely fostering a militaristic mindset in our police forces, an us-versus-them mentality which is not compatible with community policing or domestic law enforcement. And that's a term you know that I hate. Peace officers. They were there just to keep the peace. Remember that? That's what I grew up with. Even the police departments that I recognized when I was younger, they weren't there. I mean, every once in a while you'd have a little Billy Bad Butt that felt that he had to prove something. But by and large, I honest to God, I cannot remember any cops from my younger days that were these creatures I see walking around in uniforms now. I've been not even close. Not even close. Chris in Tennessee. Hello, Chris. Thanks for holding.
Well, that's fine, John. John, your topics today are exactly what I've been thinking about. First off, with North Korea, with Dennis Rodman's visit over there, that was, I mean, he's done more in a short little basketball time than he was over there than any of our representatives have did. I don't know if that's the correct pronunciation, but I, through Yahoo chat in the political lobbies room, I've actually talked to people from North Korea, and they really deeply do hate us. They are brainwashed individuals,
yep.
And I couldn't believe the deep hatred. They talked about a system where they would make you tell the truth, where they would plug you into a hose and then watch your blood fill up in a bag, and then by the time the bag filled up, you were dead, and they were trying, it was some of these torture things that he was telling me that he was going to do to me.
Uh-huh.
I basically said, you know, why do you hate me? Let's play horseshoes or something else instead of, you know, nuking each other. And they were flat out evil. But anyway.
Well, and along those lines, Chris, I think you've heard me say on this program exactly that. That the North Korean people, since childhood, are taught to hate the United States, and the big thing, the big selling point to them was, well, you don't want to see us occupied like other countries.
Yeah, and then we always take their food away and starve them or something else. I mean, the thing that I wanted to really talk to you about was Michael Bloomberg. He changed the rules to be elected the third time, John, and even though he's took away cigarettes and you said drinks, he's took away pain medicine from the people there. But what he did, and I know you're in Texas, and the story was kept quiet, there was a small Indian tribe in Shirley, New York, that sells cigarettes. And since he put the tax on cigarettes, it drove it to $10 or $11. Anyway, this Indian tribe was there for years, John. Anyway, Bloomberg's in New York City. The Indians are in Suffolk County, Long Island. He tried to tell the Indians that you can't sell cigarettes to the public. You can only sell cigarettes to fellow Indians. And he was trying to put a Circle K kosher tax on the cigarettes. And that's still going on. But what I'm trying to get at, though, is his jurisdiction, you know?
Yeah.
Just like a king, he's in New York City, millions of dollars, changed the rules, and we see how it's unfolding. You know, people have had their land taken away from the new laws that were passed, saying, you know, your property's been condemned, we need to build a basketball arena. But Michael Bloomberg, he's a very evil individual. I don't like him or Chuckie Schumer. I tell it to his face. The other thing that I wanted to bring your attention, I'm almost done, is here, you'll get a kick out of this one, I don't know if you caught it yet, but here in East Tennessee, the Senate is working on laws to take more of our freedoms away. They don't want to pass medical marijuana for our chronic people that are sick or needing help. But anyway, this senator says, oh, Lamar Alexander is doing such a great job, we're going to change the rules that the senators do not need to be elected anymore. The governor is going to appoint the senators. Seriously, John? And this, I'm not kidding you. If you go and look at the Tennessee newspaper, you'll see it right now in RoanViews.com. But this story is just breaking right now. And they said that it's turning the clock back till 1913. And this senator's saying, oh, he's done such a great job.
Wait a minute here. So these senators, well, hold on here. Hold on a second here, Chris. So he's saying that the governor is going to appoint the senators that are going to go to Washington, D.C.
Correct.
Well,
election.
Okay, they weren't elected prior to 1913.
Correct. And if one dies, the governor does appoint them.
Yeah, and what back in the day, though, they were used, and Washington, D.C. was treated like a foreign hostile territory.
Right.
And the governors were sent over to Washington, D.C. kind of as emissaries of the state to do the state bidding.
Were some of them in Virginia at the time? I think I might be off on my history. But anyway, and what gets me, though, is our senator, Lamar Alexander, never worked a day in his life, always milked the government for his jobs, okay? Backed Wall Street instead of Main Street with the big banking scandal. Everything's been asked backwards. Mm-hmm. The war, totally against anything that the common working man has going for him, you know, and the guy says, oh, he's doing such a great job. But anyway, I made you laugh. I'm glad you did. I know it's that bad. I started laughing with your topics. I had to pick the phone up. Anyway, John, you have a good day.
All right.
And maybe somebody else will call in. And how did you make out after your car accident? You all healed up and got another Mazda?
Well, actually, Chuck Underwood was here an hour after my accident. I had time enough to go home and change clothes because I had a 16-ounce cup of coffee from a donut shop. Spilled all over me, and an hour after I had that accident, totaled out a car, I was up here doing some filming.
Right. I remember you made the show that day.
Yeah.
And your back's okay? You're physically getting around all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
John, you have a good day. You made me laugh.
All right, Chris. Thanks.
Check that story out. It's getting ready to break. I think I might get enough people mad that we'll get together in Nashville like we did when they tried to pass the state tax. They start trying to pass the state tax, everybody's coming out, getting off the couch. Thank you, John.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Wait a minute here. The governor appointing the senators. Only if they were there to represent the state constitutionally. But I don't see that happening, do you? back in the day, we used to call people statesmen. Now they're just politicians, and they're politicians and not statesmen for a reason. An army captain came out recently, as a matter of fact, today. Terry M. Hestelow, a retired army officer with nearly 30 years of service under his belt, as well as combat experience in both Nam and Afghanistan, issued a dire warning to all Americans. And this is what Hestelow put on his Facebook page. He said, I fully intend to address this in far greater detail within days, but ask yourself, with all the law enforcement available in the United States, who the DHS is preparing to declare war on inside the United States. With massive purchases of almost 3,000 new armored vehicles called MRAPs and 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition with associated weapons, who in the U.S. do they intend to kill? Short answer, you and me. Now, anyone they think is standing in their way to impose a new Marxist government, anybody who stands for the U.S. Constitution. And he says that we must demand that our representatives, senators and U.S. representatives, stand firm and immediately force, by law if necessary, the DHS to turn over their arsenal of war-making equipment to the Department of Defense. Nothing justifies this massive arms buildup of an agency whose jurisdiction is internal within the United States of America. They are preparing to go to war against American citizens. And I can't disagree with him. I cannot disagree with him. Let me go back to the phones here. John in Virginia. Hello, John.
John Sadmiller. I wanted to call you for a while. Your show's so good, there's no point in calling. I think you have everything covered. But anyway, you said that in the past we had respect for the police, and today that's gone.
Yeah.
I agree. My father was an elected official and in a small town. Did a lot of work there. Got them their own vote. And when I was a kid, I remember the police quivering when I would talk to them because they knew who my father was, and I didn't like that. Never liked that. But now, where are we?
Yeah.
We've got these animals running around with guns, shooting people down, et cetera, et cetera. So I appreciate you bringing that topic up.
Well, and when I was a young man, I had respect for those guys. You know, because they weren't out there doing ungodly things. You didn't hear about them every week or every month or whatever, out there ripping people off or unnecessarily beating people up. But we had to come up with new terms to describe that stuff, police abuse and all that other stuff. But now the deal is, John, that, you know, they've taken on this air of enforcement, and they're there to intimidate. Now, hold on a second. I think they would get more mileage out of respect than they would for intimidation. Because if I don't respect you, what makes you think that you can intimidate me?
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
So, yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm looking forward to this interview Friday with this Chief Mark Kessler. Because here's a guy that's got it right.
Hey, I had another point I wanted to tell you, and Sheriff Mackey mentioned.
Yeah.
I really will try very hard to make sure I make that. I might even get up to Harrisburg to go meet Sheriff Mack, because I admire him so much, and I had him on my blog when I had a blog going. Another thing, sorry about saying all the time, something about your network that I find very impressive, and it's just my opinion, which is, we all know, you know, everybody's got them and all that. But you could get every host in one room, and there would be no agreement on every issue.
Probably not.
There might be a little here, there might be a little there, but I think that lends a great credibility to that network, and I recommend it to everyone. I make people listen when they're at my house, or the end will be, they will listen. You know, but it's sinking in. So
well, I appreciate you saying that, because the last thing on this God's green earth that I want to do, you know, if I don't necessarily agree with everything that talk show hosts on this network say, but you can ask the host, how many times you ever get a call from John Stattmiller taking you to task on an issue? Never.
That is. If anybody listening to me, that's why I listen to RBN. That's why. Because you go on other networks, everybody's in lockstep. You know, they're joined at the hip with nickel swivels,
yeah.
Like in Catch-22.
Yeah.
You know, marching down the field.
Well, and you know what? You know, if I was that small-minded, that narrow-minded, what I would just do is I would do my own programming and then just repeat it. I mean, God, could you imagine an entire network of just me or clones like me? I couldn't. I wouldn't want to listen to it.
Well, all you got to do is ask my wife about me. I mean, you know, there's nothing.
You know. No, I'll stay out of the family relationship there.
No, it's okay. She'll handle it. Don't worry.
All right. Well, John, thanks for your call.
Thanks, sir.
Okay. You're welcome. There was only one time. I will say this. I will have to admit to this. We had a guy on the air. His name was Peter Shank. Now, Peter was at the old location. And he was a bit edgy about race. Let me just put it politely. And I did put a stop to him bringing up the head of the group that was going to march in black neighborhoods with the express intent of just riling things up. And I said, you know, I said, why in God's green earth do you want to do that? I said, if you think that's going to be good radio, that's not. And, well, I'll just say it outright. He was kind of a white supremacist. And without inviting argument here, I understand the situation. I understand the multiculturalism in this country. If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you pretty much understand me inside and out. Because what I will say on the air, I will say in private conversation. I am who I am off the air and on the air. So I don't ever have to worry about being a phony. You know, some people like me, some people don't like me, some people can take or leave me. And that's fine. That's called freedom of choice. But nobody can ever accuse me of being, you know, a phony or an on-air personality or anything else. I just never saw the percentage in that. Some people think that, we'll just leave that one go. We'll just don't want to get off into areas that I really don't want to go into today. At any rate, the militarization of the American life. And I don't always agree with everything that's on antiwar.com, because what I've discovered over the years, a lot of these organizations are kind of backed by some unsavory individuals, and they have an agenda. You know, kind of like PETA. Oh my God, you know, you're wearing a fur? Yeah, it was came from a farm that was specifically growing animals to make my coat. Well, they might throw blood on you or something. But you know, 90% of the animals that they rescue, 90% of them, you know what they do with them? They kill them. Yeah. How does that work out? We'll take the break. Be back in a minute.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me take Mike in Chicago before I get into the militarization of American life here. Yeah.
I think what people need to wake up and realize what's going on, that, you know, the way this has all been going along with these bubbles is we had an oil bubble, we had a dot-com bubble.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest bubble that in the century has been the housing bubble,
mm-hmm.
and it was I remember that illegal aliens were going to Bank America, and the government, no Social Security number, no money, no nothing, and the government was telling them, we're going to give you a house. I remember this, and you know what I did? I said, you know what? This thing's going to blow. And it did. It did. And there's a lot of people that made, well, not a lot of people, but people made, my point here is this. These scoundrels make money on the way up, and they make money on the way down. And who suffers is Joe Sixpack.
That's right.
Because Joe Sixpack pays more for food, energy, and his wages do not go up. Because his job is now 25 cents an hour in some other country. Okay? And that has been promoted also by, guess who? Homeland Security, government, whoever, Uncle Sam, whoever you want to call them. But the fact of the matter is, now we're paying again. And it's getting worse. And I think they are getting worried. And that's why they want to tax us in the form of Obamacare. And they want their cake, they're going to eat it too. I don't subscribe to Western medicine in the least bit. I think Western medicine kills more people than it helps.
Well, it does now, but thanks to associated government organizations and the undue influence of the influence peddlers from the pharma cartels to our wonderful people in Washington through the drugging of our children and vaccinations and everything else. This is a cash cow. If one corporation is dealing with another corporation, they sit down and figure out a way for the one corporation to make a hell of a lot of money, they're going to help each other out. And that's exactly what's taken place with the pharma cartels.
Exactly. So people need to sit down and listen. They need to tune into this radio station and know that here we are again.
Yep.
Here we are with the dollars going up in value. It shouldn't be. The dollar should be going down. The stock market's going up in value. The stock market shouldn't. The stock market should go down.
Oh, another thing, Mike, what should have been shooting up today should have been gold and silver, and silver's down, gold's up a few bucks, but not much off
That's
of
right.
the 1600 mark.
That's right. Gold, people need to sit down and listen to this show and listen to what we say, because gold has doubled since the stock market was at this level back in whatever it was. Take a look, 1980 or 78 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Gold has doubled. Gold has doubled. Did your wages double?
Nope.
America?
Nope. And if you did get a pay raise, inflation ate it up.
That's right. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, you know, is that an actual gain? No, it's not. You know, this is why the government has to do its own capitalization of its own funding, because they can't sell, because no countries want to buy our treasuries, because it's got no interest attached to it. They're just shuffling money back and forth so the banks can continue to do business.
I got three things to say.
All right, can you hang on a second, because I've got to take the top of the hour break. 800-313-9443. We've got another hour in today's programming. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. Now.